Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Mark.
All right, let's start things out by going to a special guest on the line. We have him on from time to time on the program. Jim Babka is the president of DownsizeDC.org. Jim, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Boy, it's great to be here, and I haven't been on a Saturday night for a long time, so this is awesome.
I thought we had you on Saturday night last time, but I'm not keeping track. So, anyway, either way, welcome aboard, and every time you come on, we have new radio stations, and so, for instance, our listeners in Tampa are now hearing the Downsize DC message, I think, for the first time. We've got WFLA down there, and, of course, 39 other stations from coast to coast. So let's introduce the newbies. Jim, what's Downsize DC?
Well, DownsizeDC.org gives citizens an opportunity to communicate with their representatives and senators in a convenient, easy-to-use, free way. You simply type in your contact information. The system tells you who your representative and two senators are, and you're able to send a message. And we tell you what's going on with those issues. We try to make it brief and short and to the point, provide more detail for those people that want it so they can quickly get up to speed on an issue, communicate with their congresspersons in their bathrobe from their home, and do so as now, part of an ever-growing army, right now 23,500-plus strong.
So that's why it's different, because anybody can go and write their congressperson, but this actually combines your efforts with other people's efforts all going in the same direction.
And but don't forget that nobody ever does write their congressperson.
Well, for the most part.
And this makes it very, very easy. I use it a couple times a week.
Jim?
Yes, it does that, and it does it for free.
And it does it better than ever now, because the reason I contacted you to bring you on the program, beyond the fact that we haven't had you on for a little while, is you've totally revamped the DownsizeDC.org website.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about this. This new website is going to give us a lot of potential and capability that we never had before. You know, we came up with this idea back in late 2003 and built a website in the first half of 2004 and launched it that July. So we've been doing this as of last Monday, 4 years now, and generated well over 1 million messages to Congress, and that was great. But we had built basically the equivalent of a Yugo to take on a cross-country trip and back, and then back again, and then back yet again. And it was showing signs of strain, to be perfectly blunt about it. And now we have a platform that is much more robust. We have a full development system that we're going to be able to add lots of new features in the future, and already some of those features are available right there at the website.
Let's talk about some of those new features, because you sent out an email sort of announcing some of them, and one of them you'd mentioned a long time ago, and I don't think it ever really got rolling, and it sounded really interesting to me. Not only does DownsizeDC.org focus on lobbying the Congress scumbags to actually vote in a more pro-liberty fashion, but it also is going to have a different component now that's going to talk about how great the marketplace is, right?
Yeah, we have a sister organization. It's the same team. It's the same people, but the tax law requires us to structure things this way, called the Downsize DC Foundation. And the emphasis of that organization is completely educational in nature. And we wanted to begin to show people how the market and how human beings working in a voluntary fashion can get a whole lot more accomplished with far more efficiency and far less coercion and much more humanely.
I think it's great because it's so easy for us to sit here and us on this show and you at Downsize DC and pick out all the awful things that are going on with government because there's never a shortage. But, you know, to actually focus on the wonders of the marketplace and how the, again, as you say, voluntary interaction produces the most amazing things and such great wealth and really promote that and be, you know, shouting that from the rooftops. I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, we have inventors, entrepreneurs, and even people just working together in charitable situations that are solving problems, some of the most pressing problems that we have before us today, and doing so with just a tremendous grace. And
you know,
we want to give them credit.
We had somebody call the show recently. I'd like you to address this, you know, since you're here and this is what we're talking about. Somebody had called the show to suggest that if it weren't for government, then certain scientific, like science, would not be funded. Like, if it weren't for government, we would have no one researching cancer cures and stuff like that. What do you have to say to that?
Well, there was actually a study that I just read, or there's actually a guy that's written two books on this subject, and most of his work has been focused on what's happening in England. But he's come to exactly the opposite conclusion, that the more government involvement there is in science, the less happens. There's an old line from the West Wing TV show that I'm very fond of that is, if government had waged a war on polio, we'd have the best iron lungs imaginable. And so I think we have to, we got to give credit where credit's due here, that the market can handle these things as well and do so much more efficiently. The idea that scientific progress would stop, for example, pharmaceutical companies invest lots of their money in trying to come up with new ways to cure diseases because it's in their profitable interest to do so. Charitable organizations also raise vast sums of money to do research. And so, no, we don't really need the government to do this. And let's not forget the most important point of all that money that the federal government is spending on science research was originally our money.
Mm. So true. So what's going on with Downsize DC? Beyond the whole relaunch of the website, what are two of the key issues you guys are focusing on right now?
Well, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen here as we look forward into the future. You know, who are we going to have as president? And, depending on who we have as president, we need to really be in a position to begin to address the issues that are coming up. For example, if it is Barack Obama, we have already begun our first set of issues in that instance, and dealing with the healthcare problem. There'll be other issues that we come up with in the future, but we have, first of all, put up a campaign that calls for doing no harm. That's the physician's first rule, and it's a rule that we hope Congress abides by. We think Congress attempting to socialize the system further will do more damage to it. And second, we've come up with a campaign to back a Ron Paul bill, which would actually encourage the use of health savings accounts, primarily through tax incentive, allowing us to keep more of our money, basically, as we like to put it, rob your insurance company, and begin to build up a health savings account and have a much more affordable health insurance and more insurance available to more people because this program is much more affordable overall. And so those are the first two steps that we've taken in terms of, confronting an Obama campaign. On the McCain side, I think we have to look primarily at foreign policy. And we have promoted a brand-new campaign. It's our most recent campaign on Iraq, calling for a national referendum. Let's let the Iraqi people decide whether or not they want us to stay. We did give them democracy and the ability to vote. Let's let them take a vote.
That sounds like a really great idea, because I know what the polling data shows. They want us out of there.
Like 90%.
Yeah, and a good percentage of them don't mind the idea of using violence in order to get us out.
People that might be tuning in for the very first time, Jim, have just heard you talk about how you've got, campaigns to respond to Barack Obama and campaigns for John McCain. This is not a Republican or Democrat organization, is it?
No, this is, and it's not an independent or a libertarian organization either. It is a nonpartisan organization, or as we prefer to say, transpartisan. We're very much committed to principles, not parties and personalities.
I love that about DownsizeDC.org, because what you do is you've got these great issues that a lot of people are just going to agree with right off the bat. I mean, for instance, you guys are always promoting the Read the Bills Act, which is something that anybody should agree with, as long as they aren't a politician or somebody who's employed by a politician.
That the ultimate transpartisan issue on our part. This is an issue that cuts across all party lines. And it's an example of how we can be united as a people and really deliver change that can make a difference if we can step out of the partisan cement shoes that we're stuck in right now. Right now, if a Democrat proposes it, it must be a good idea or a bad idea, depending on whether or not I'm a Democrat. We just got to get out of that thinking and move on to something that is much more concrete.
Not even thinking. Yeah, that doesn't even qualify as thinking. That's just mindless, mind-numbing obedience, basically.
If we pick a side in the partisan game, then we automatically forego, half or a third of the population isn't going to want to hear what we have to say.
Yep.
And so we try to be, let's say, an equal opportunity offender.
Let's talk about the Read the Bills Act, because it is one of the pinnacles, I think, that you guys are out there promoting. And I want to bring you back here, Jim, if you got time. You do?
Yeah, so definitely.
All right, hang on. More with Jim Babka. He's the president of DownsizeDC.org. Head over there right now if you're in front of your computer. Take a look at the website. Get signed up. We'll talk more about that with him and take your calls if you've got one for Jim, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 18, 2008. Gold opened at $954.60 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $981.85, $483.50 for half ounce, and $241.75 for quarter ounce. That's $981.85, $483.50, and $241.75.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mug.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. There's no more important thing to so many people today than cutting down on their traveling, and WebEx can help you with that. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Use the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today.
It allows you to show your desktop to the people you're meeting with. So you can do a little PowerPoint presentation right there on their desktop, and you can handle it right there. So it's like you're giving a presentation in front of them.
Pretty cool. 800-259-9231. That is the number for you. We go back to Jim Babka. If you've got a question for Jim, he is the president of DownsizeDC.org, one of the few organizations out there that's actually having some success at lobbying these Congress people for actual, you know, pro-liberty votes. You guys have had some success in the past, and you're going to have more in the future. In fact, you've been growing and adding more D.C. downsizers to your dispatch list, which is your great email list that keeps people up to date on what's going on with Downsize DC and the new issues that you guys are coming out and focusing on. And, of course, for those just tuning in, DownsizeDC.org is an interesting tool, and it's so easy to use. It allows you to go register one time with all your information, and then it takes that information, and when you want to get active on an issue, as Downsize DC, again, sends out these emails, you just click and sign in and click again, and it's like, you know, just a matter of seconds before you've sent out customized emails, or rather, not even emails. The Downsize DC software essentially fills out the web forms on these congresspeople's websites, thereby saving you a whole lot of time and sending off, a custom crafted message to advocate a pro liberty position on whatever it is the issue of the day might happen to be. And there's always something new you guys are focusing on over there at DownsizeDC.org, Jim. And of course, people can go and they can get registered for free right now, and they can see what it's all about. But one of the things you guys are really focusing on, I think, over there, and you have been for a number of years, and you will continue, is the Read the Bills Act. And you touched on it a few moments ago, but let's talk a little more about what exactly it is.
Well, the Read the Bills Act comes in two parts. First of all, there actually is a requirement to read the bills for Congress to actually read their own bills, because, believe it or not, they don't do so. We say that they have to sign an affidavit if they want to vote yes to spend more money or create or keep a current program or pass a new law that says they have read or they've heard read the bill. And the heard read portion basically means that a quorum, 50% plus one, are required under the Read the Bills Act to sit and listen to a word-for-word in-order reading by the clerk of the bill out loud. And we got that in there to slow them down.
It seems totally reasonable because they expect the American people to know what laws they're passing, yet they themselves don't have any idea.
Yeah, if you go into court, the judge would say ignorance of the law is no excuse, and so then what's the excuse for your congressman? Mm. We say that they have to sit and listen to the bill, and we do that so that we could slow them down. And the second part of the bill, the second group that's able to read the bill, are talk show hosts like yourself, watchdog groups like DownsizeDC.org, the American people, because we require a seven-day waiting period after the final reading before they can vote to pass it, during which the bill has to be posted online for everybody to be able to see. And we've given this bill teeth. We've said, hey, look, you know, because a lot of people say, well, they aren't going to do those two things. Well, fine. Under this law, they can choose not to do those two things. They can waste their time and pass something into law. And if you're taken to court and charged with a crime or involved in a civil action where this law was passed, and you're able to present the evidence to the judge and say, hey, look, they didn't follow the procedure that they set down in Congress, and the judge can rule the case null and void. The law is of no effect. And so that is the Read the Bills Act in sum. And we don't expect to pass this with anything other than overwhelming resistance-numbing force. We want to get so many people involved in what we're doing that Congress is just forced, first of all, to try to say no to this, and eventually just decides it can't and they have to pass it. And we believe we're going to do that, but it's going to continue to take more and more growth, building the Downsized D.C. Army. And we've posted that number. It's so important to us. We've posted that number right beneath our name, right there on our brand-new website.
I like that.
People that are in our army now.
What has the growth been like? You said DownsizeDC.org has been around for 4 years. What's it been like? I mean, comparing the first year to this year, and
Well, we started off with 11,800 DC downsizers 4 years ago. Those were people that were on an old campaign email list that we inherited, and not all of them were there because they were interested in our idea. And a lot of them have left. We have very high attrition rate because we send out messages a few times a week. Not everybody wants to hear that often about what Congress is doing. But for those that are interested and those that are passionate, we're now up over 23,500. In a good month when we started, we had about one out of every four, if we were doing really well that month, of our subscribers sending a message to Congress. Today, that number is more than two and a half times for every single subscriber.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's been a huge shift. And last month in June, we generated 70,000-plus messages to Congress.
Now, besides generating messages, which are great, but the end result is to, you know, downsize D.C., what kind of results have you seen in that arena? I mean, you know, toot your own horn here, if you would.
Well, we've had 11 different things that we point to as successes during our time here. Only one of those times was it actually to pass a law, which was a law disclosing how government is spending its money in a kind of a Google-like database fashion. The first stages of that were just implemented earlier this year. But that's all happened since 2006. Most of the time it's been stopping bad legislation from passing. And we've also, by introducing things like the aforementioned Read the Bills Act, the One Subject at a Time Act, the Write the Laws Act, by our support of the Enumerated Powers Act, we're beginning to advance an agenda that's opening up people's eyes and educating them. You'd be amazed how many people don't know that Congress doesn't read their bills, and they get very upset when they find it out. And it just opens up the possibility to begin discussing, you know, how bad Congress is and what we can begin to do about it. So we feel with those victories, you know, we feel kind of modest about them at this point, because most of those victories were achieved in coalition, and we weren't necessarily the leader in those coalitions. We played an important role in a couple of them, but we weren't necessarily the leader. You know, we'll still soon have our own victories that we can claim. But we have participated and worked with others. And I can tell you that the organizations that we've worked with in coalition have been very, very glad to have Downsize DC on board and have given us a great deal of praise for our work.
You know, one of the things I think that really sets DownsizeDC.org apart from some of the other pro-liberty organizations that might be active in Washington, D.C., I think that one of the things that's really cool is that you aren't really using the system. The Downsize DC experience doesn't suggest that you have to go and jump through a bunch of hoops, in that you don't have to go and get qualified to run for office and then hope to, you know, campaign and get a bunch of votes in order to get your ideas out there. This just uses the, you know, the pressure of the public voice of each individual, again, getting in touch with these so-called representatives and letting it be known how they heard, and you essentially use the term Downsize DC Army, where if you just keep growing that number, these guys are going to get overwhelmed by a pro-liberty viewpoint that they just aren't going to hear anywhere else, and it's going to come in such an amazing fashion, they're not going to be able to ignore it anymore after you get to a certain point,
yeah,
and maybe already.
Ian, that's a really important point. Is that the music?
It is. We'll bring
I'd
back,
like to
though.
Pick up on that point if we could.
All right. Hang on, Jim. More with Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. If you've got a question for him, we'll only have him here for a few more minutes, so you should get on the line here at 800-259-9231. And then we'll talk a little bit about those politicians. We'll compare them to regular thieves. It's an interesting comparison from Lysander Spooner. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. pick up some today. Remember your drinking mate and wake up feeling great.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your clients and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
We go back to Jim Babka, the president of DownsizeDC.org, talking about the excellent work that is very pro-liberty that Downsize DC is doing in, D.C., in order to pressure these Congress people to actually start at least considering, for now, the pro-liberty viewpoint. And you're growing your Downsize DC army every single month. New people are joining your ranks, and they're using the DownsizeDC.org system, which is totally free, to send off their viewpoint hopefully going to be the pro-liberty viewpoint to their Congress critters, as they've been called. But, Jim, you were making a point before we went away. I want to make sure you had a chance to finish that, and then we'll talk to somebody who's on the line wants to talk to you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you talked about, getting involved in campaigns and how difficult and challenging that is and expensive and unlikely to succeed and so on and so forth. And we point out in a book that we now distribute called The Downsize DC Vision to every brand-new donor. It's almost the very first thing we say in the book that Albert Einstein said that the way that he discovered the theory of relativity when asked, he said, I ignore an axiom. And the axiom that we, I believe, have to ignore is that we have to elect the right people in order to change things. And if you just take that out and you say, okay, well, if we didn't have to, then what else might be possible? And that's largely how we came up with Downsize DC. It's another approach that we believe is much more important. All the different things that we've seen people try over the years, we think there's an essential ingredient missing. The axiom that we believe people should be focused on is building an army so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore it, so big that it can get the message out everywhere, every day, so that people can begin to identify with it, understand it, appreciate it, and value it. And in order to do that, you've got to have the army. The army seems to be the key to everything, including getting people elected. So at Downsize DC, We're focused on building the Army.
It's part of this larger movement of popularizing that we're part of here on this program, is popularizing the pro-liberty viewpoint. The more popular liberty becomes, the more these politicians are going to start running out in front of the Liberty Parade and saying, hey, hell, I've been out here the whole time.
Exactly.
So let's go to your the phone calls here. Joe is on the line listening to WFTL in Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
You're on with Jim Babka, Joe.
Hey, listen, I like what I hear, and I've been getting involved with the political setup down in South Florida. I was also involved with the political setup in New York. They're all the same. There's three major issues. Now that I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be retiring soon, number one is the free medical I don't get, Social Security, and the illegals. What a sham. The name of the game is greed. I listen to all the people down here. I hear what's going on. The politicians don't have the nerve, the backbone, I don't want to say the other word, to just tell them, hey, enough is enough, and, you know, enough is enough. I don't want to pay. I see what's going on. I don't want to pay for people that don't, not even born here. And I want to know, what do you guys, you know, you sound good. What do I do? Give me an idea. Can I go online now and start seeing what's going on, the links and all the other, you know, that's why I'm talking to you guys and that guy, Jim.
Jim?
Well, definitely go to downsizedc.org right now and use our system. You can slip your toe in the water. You can sign up for our Downsizer Dispatch list and just check us out. Or you can go to our campaigns page. There's a link right there at the top of the page. You can go to one of our campaigns, choose an issue that motivates you, register and send a message there, and you'll begin receiving the Downsizer Dispatch. And you can follow the progress on that and other issues that we're dealing with right now. And in regards to nerve, you know, one of the inspiring moments for us, one of the reasons we started DownsizedDC.org was the Medicare prescription drug vote back in 2003. And without rehashing that whole story, basically it comes down to two congressmen who had pledged that they were not going to vote for that bill, who under intense pressure, both of them freshmen, flipped. And we thought to ourselves, what if we could have been there, letting them know we were paying attention, letting them know we were listening, letting them know that their vote mattered? Would they have succumbed to the pressure? We tend to think in this one particular instance, no. And then we began to wonder how many other instances there are like that. So sometimes, on occasion, a congressman knows to do the right thing and just doesn't do it because he doesn't think he's going to get credit for it. We want to be sure that they know people are paying attention, and that's how we build our army at DownsizedDC.org.
Joe, thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. Jim, how about the other focus of DownsizedDC.org, beyond getting in touch with the so-called representatives? You guys are also doing some media outreach from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, we're appearing on shows like this, and we're going to begin here in the very near future, beginning to do various types of advertising and stuff like that to expand. And so, you know, we really do want to get to the point where we have this message out everywhere, every day. The Army has a purpose, and it's not simply just, you know, lobbying Congress. We really want to create an environment where people recognize our ideas and our values of small, limited government, and they embrace them and support them and promote them.
Well, beyond
that's
you,
that's not going to happen without getting the message out.
Right. Now, beyond you appearing on different shows, as I recall, there have been some recent instances where you've used the Downsize DC system to actually have your D.C. downsizers get in touch with people in the media and kind of put the pro-liberty viewpoint out to them directly.
Yeah, we've been experimenting with that a little bit, and we're going to, you know, we're trying to learn how to do this the best possible way. The most recent example was with Keith Olbermann. You know, on the recent FISA Amendments Act, we only lost two Democrats. One of those two Democrats, coincidentally, I don't think it's coincidence, was running for president of the United States. He's the nominee of the Democratic Party, and he flip-flopped. He opposed this issue and flip-flopped now in his quote-unquote run to the middle. And Keith Olbermann, who runs a nightly infomercial for the Obama campaign on MSNBC, was giving him cover, was explaining how and why this was just so brilliant. When just 7 months ago he was seeing how evil and heinous anybody was that was supporting this very same bill. So we called him on it. We had our people begin to write him. And you know what, Ian, I really believe, because I watched that commentary three times, including when it was playing live, I'm convinced, based on the way he promoted it and the days that led up to his special comment, that he soft-pedaled it a great deal. He got a lot of negative feedback. And we weren't alone. There were other people that spontaneously started organizing in the same way we did. But that was one instance of us trying to lobby the media, and I think we had some moderate success there.
I think so, and as you said, it's the very beginning, so you guys are really doing some great work. Again, DownsizedDC.org. Jim, is there anything else you wanted to touch on tonight?
No, that's it. It's always great to come on here. I salute you guys, congratulate you for 40 stations. That's just that's awesome. I remember when.
Yeah. Remember we started out on, I think it was 3 stations. Yeah. One of them was 6 watts.
You guys have come a long way, and every bit of it's deserved. So congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks, Jim. We'll have you back as always, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Jim Babka, DownsizedDC.org. Get over there. Get registered. You know, I am not a political guy. I used to be involved in the Libertarian Party. I've given up on that at this point. I've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I could give a flip, honestly, what happens in Washington, D.C. But Jim Babka and DownsizedDC.org are, it's such a great idea, and it makes it so easy for me to get involved. I just feel like I still have to go ahead and just click those buttons to send out those messages, because they are having some success. And if some decisions can be made that will result in the enslavement of fewer people, then I certainly support that. And nobody else is really getting anywhere. I mean, the Libertarian Party's been failing for 3 decades. They are not doing anything. Downsize DC, I mean, they've got this email list with thousands upon thousands of names on it. I'd say they've got more people on their email list now than the Libertarian Party even has members.
It might
and
be
they're
so.
Doing more. And each one of those people are doing more on a weekly basis than any Libertarian Party member is doing on average. So good on them. And DownsizedDC.org, I give them a hearty endorsement.
You know, I agree with you. I hesitate to use harsh terms like slavery when you're talking about the American people. I mean,
that's
you know,
what it is, my
here
man.
Here we are in one of the freest nations
it's the
on
new
Earth.
Slavery.
I know what you're saying, and I think we can make some arguments in that manner, but I think most people would agree that Washington makes too many laws, and that they don't have any responsibility for the laws that they make, and that they don't even read the laws that they make. And I think Downsize DC is doing a really great job there.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's compare politicians versus regular thieves. It's an interesting comparison. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You can take it.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can buy some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer. You enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, brand new, used, 41-plus categories to shop in, you're going to get a great deal on the product you're looking for, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We were talking a moment ago about the idea of slavery, and I suggested that we are in a, you know, we're in a world where there is a new slavery. The plantation is not just a cotton field anymore. It's the entire country. It's every country around the world, at least those ones that claim to be free. And they're not free, and I think everybody pretty much knows that at this point.
Well, so I can see that I see and agree that you know, if you had a slave, you could put him to work and take 100% of his the spoils of his work. And here in this country, with income tax and state tax and sales tax and property tax and every other tax out there, there's a list of like 60 of them. They're taking something like 40 to 60% of maybe even more of the spoils of your work. So therefore, you're half a slave. I can see that. They don't force you to go to work. You could just sit around and be a bum, and then they'd take care of you.
Right.
Right. But that's sort of the apparatus that they've set up. You know, the bureaucrats take in money for welfare,
right.
Take 70% off the top for middle class bureaucrats to administer this program, and then give 30% back to the people who
right.
are unable or unwilling to work.
And they don't want you to realize that it's slavery, so that's part of the whole PR, that's part of the public relations that they engage in, is to say, well, we're taking this money from you for your own good, see? We're taking this money to help you. Get it? But I don't want your help. And I never asked for your help.
And I can support organizations that'll take care of people just fine.
Much better, in fact.
Right. Those organizations, if you look at the Salvation Army, you look at the Red Cross, you look at these organizations.
Look at them all.
Yeah, look at any organization out there. Any one of them does a far better job of distributing the money that they get to take care of people than the government does. The government distributes about 30% of what they get, and most of these organizations distribute something like 60 to 80% of what they get. And some of them distribute 100%. Usually, those are the religious organizations.
You know, I found it funny this morning, Mark. You heard the call. I called the local talk show on the station here in Keene, New Hampshire. And there were a couple politicos on the air, and I had pointed out a few things to them. And one of them came back with
What did he say? He said, well, I have come to the understanding that taxes are the price we pay to live in a civilized society. And I came back at him and I said, well, wait a minute. Isn't civilization, isn't being civilized, doesn't that mean honoring your neighbor's choices and respecting your neighbor?
And not pointing guns at them, which is exactly what the government, the only thing the government can do in order to collect taxes. Sure, there's nobody standing over you with a gun when you're filling out your IRS form. But don't fill out your IRS form and see if some point some guy with a gun doesn't come along and try to throw you in jail.
There's a good chance that very well could happen. In fact, speaking of men with guns, here is a quick quote from Lysander Spooner. It's a little wordy because it was from the late 1800s, but it's pretty much straight English, so here you go. This theory of our government is wholly different from the practical fact. The fact is that the government, like a highwayman, says to a man, your money or your life. And many, if not most, taxes are paid under the compulsion of that threat. The government does not indeed waylay a man in a lonely place, spring upon him from the roadside, and holding a pistol to his head, proceed to rifle his pockets. But the robbery is nonetheless a robbery on that account, and it's far more dastardly and shameful. The highwayman takes solely upon himself the responsibility, danger, and crime of his own act. He doesn't pretend that he has any rightful claim to your money, or that he intends to use it for your own benefit. He doesn't pretend to be anything but a robber. Now, he has not acquired imprudence or impudence enough to profess to be merely a protector, and that he takes men's money against their will merely to enable him to protect those infatuated travelers who feel perfectly able to protect themselves or don't appreciate his particular system of protection. He's too sensible a man to make such professions as these. Furthermore, having taken your money, he leaves you, as you wish him to do. He doesn't persist in following you on the road against your will, assuming to be your rightful sovereign on the account of the protection that he's affording you. He doesn't keep protecting you by commanding you to bow down and serve him, by requiring you to do this and forbidding you to do that, by robbing you of more money as often as he finds it for his interests or pleasure to do so, and by branding you as a rebel, a traitor, and an enemy to your country, and shooting you down without mercy if you dispute his authority or resist his demands. He is too much of a gentleman to be guilty of such impostures and insults and villainies as these. In short, he does not, in addition to robbing you, attempt to make you either his dupe or his slave. So there's a big difference, actually, between a common thief and the politician. They don't do their own dirty work.
You know, you can talk to people. When you start talking to people about government, you'll find people of all different stripes out there. But something that I find most interesting is the people that say that government is nothing but a gang. And I think it's absolutely true that the government is, in fact, the gang that took over. Now, this gang...
Many of them don't realize they're gangsters, though.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I'm sure that many good people get into politics with the hopes of changing the system for the better.
Sure.
But in this gang, it's a little different than the Crips and the Bloods, where I don't know, maybe you have to kill a man to get up into the inner circle or something like that. But in this gang, we elect our leaders.
They're not my leaders, and I don't elect them.
Well, in this gang, though.
Yeah.
They go ahead and then make the decisions for us that we all have to live by. Well, the vast majority of Americans don't vote. You can say that's their fault or whatever, but as far as I'm concerned, an uneducated opinion is a crappy opinion, so don't vote if you don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's just a majority of the people manage to elect their representative in there, as though...
The majority of the voters.
Right, the majority of the voters. So what about the 49%? They're not represented by this guy that got in there. He's supposedly representing us all.
Even the majority is not accurately represented because they all disagree on things. Anyway, the whole process is a big sham to cover up what is essentially the greatest thievery and slavery operation ever known to mankind.
Well, it's fear that people have that other people cannot take care of themselves.
But they can.
They can.
Do it every day. All right, let's go to your call. Sue is on the line in Grand Rapids listening on WTKG. Sue, you're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first.
Hello?
Sue, you got to turn down your radio? Are you there?
I turned it off.
Excellent.
All set.
What's on your mind?
Well, this is a timely topic. Well, good show.
Thanks.
Found you tonight.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I won't miss you again.
Okay.
I'm 61 years old, and up until now, I think the biggest fright I had was the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, I don't know what else has to happen before people snap out of their complacency. You know, this downsizedc.org sounds fabulous, but I've known in my lifetime a lot of people who have gotten together and have tried to do anything. And the status, the power status quo in Washington, I don't think it's, I don't think it can be taken down.
I'm actually with you. I like downsizedc.org because I think they're actually making some headway, but it's very slow. And I am with you. I think secession is the answer. I think focusing on getting out of the United States is the proper solution.
That's, you know, honestly, I've been looking at that, either that or the revolution.
Revolution entails violence, and I don't know if that's what
that's
we want to do.
It does. But it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's over. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is an illusion that you can work at to the extent that you don't rock the boat.
Yeah, to the extent that, you know, the masters allow you to. Right? Yeah,
exactly. You know, they give you some lead on your leash, and you can entertain the illusion, which is fine, but it's all just a big sham.
Right, which is why we need to shift in the direction beyond just secession, because, you know, secession can also be personal. It's not just a state thing. We can personally secede if indeed it's true that the government is by the consent of the governed, which I don't even know if that's true. But if it is true, then we can withdraw our consent and enter into a voluntary society where we don't have these government people ruling over our lives. And I think you're going to see a transition happening specifically in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, which we'll talk a little bit more about here. But that may be something that you want to take a look into, so if you care about liberty.
Alone by yourself, you can't. I've thought about not paying taxes, but that would be just self-destructive.
We've actually got people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you go to freestateproject.org, a number of people here are not paying taxes, and we are prepared to back one another up in the event of something occurring. Head on over there, freestateproject.org, learn more. And
sign up tonight,
please. If you love liberty, get signed up. If you don't get the liberty thing, learn about that first and then come on board. Thanks for the call, Sue. We appreciate hearing from you and share your concerns. 800-259-9231. DownsizedDC.org is doing some great things in D.C., but really it's a last-ditch effort. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.